Hello, we're reading selected excerpts on the topic of Ibul, conception. You can ask questions on the website and selected questions will be asked here. So the topic of the lesson is conception.
Ibul, conception, is the first degree, the first step, the entrance to spirituality, the sensation of the upper world, the sensation of the Creator. And it's a very great revolution in the perception of reality, the sensation of reality and the understanding thereof. When a person finally begins to recognize the qualities of the Creator, he doesn't know them, he cannot know them, but only on his own nature. And therefore, conception is, on one hand, the most difficult thing because we enter the sensation of a reality which we cannot describe, we cannot imagine for now, before it happens. And on the other hand, it's the easiest degree, it's the first. And there is nothing to it, really, other than annulment. To annul oneself, as if he doesn't exist. Like an embryo in his mother's womb. And then more and more discernment will come. Malchut that has to annul herself towards the first nine, which are the 9 months of the pregnancy, the three madurim, the three section, and so a person with increasing annulment by annulling himself, being mute, having no questions to ask, and only receiving the governance of the Upper One, the dominion of the Upper One on oneself, completely, to the extent of his ability. And so he continues, and there are those for whom this process may take a short time, and some for which the nine months can be 9 and more months of pregnancy and so on. But the main thing is to try to portray to ourselves, to imagine to ourselves what the embryo is, what it means, and to paint this picture of what does it mean to annul myself when I'm in the Upper One and the Creator is everything, there's none else besides Him. It's the first introduction to there's none else besides Him, that there really is nothing else besides Him. And how do I imagine myself being within Him, in mind and heart, with everything that happens to me, things that, well, touch me, affect me more or less in various ways, how do I annul myself? The easiest action, easiest of all the other actions which we'll have to later perform through the yenika, or the suckling, and the gadlut, or adulthood, there you have to work actively to, on our parts, resemble the Creator, come to resemble Him and be the bestower. For now, it's only an annulment. Although it is against many, many different interruptions, influences, questions, doubts, I would also say all sorts of problems, but it's annulment until he's annulled entirely on the smallest degree. Throughout the rest of the degrees, it's annulment and masach, the screen, and ochoze, reflected light. There you can work with the will to receive, to turn it in order to to bestow. But here it's only annulment, restriction. So how can we describe this work and this state that we have to now go through? Please. Go on, it's a workshop.
Work is, we will read number, excerpt number 6 from the excerpts about conception. From the meaning of truth and faith, Rabash article 3. We were given the path of faith, which is above reason, namely not to take our sensations and reason into account. But say, as it is written, they have eyes and shall not, and see not. They have ears and hear not. Rather, we should believe that the Creator is certainly the overseer, and He knows what is good for me and what is not good for me. Therefore, He wants me to feel my state as I do. And for myself, I do not care how I feel myself, because I want to work in order to bestow. Therefore, the main thing is that I need to work for the Creator. And although I feel that there's no wholeness in my work, still, in the kelim, in the vessels of the Upper One, meaning from the perspective of the Upper One, I am utterly complete. As it is written, the cast out will not be cast out from Him. Hence, I am satisfied with my work, that I have the privilege of serving the King even at the lowest degree. That, too, I regard as a great privilege that the Creator has allowed me to come closer to Him, at least to some degree. We were given the path of faith, which is above reason, namely, not to take our sensations and reason into account, but say, as it is written, they have eyes and see not. They have ears and hear not.
In what do I need to be above sensation, understanding, and knowledge? In what? I have my sensation, I have my understanding and knowledge, and I understand, and I can feel myself, I understand the world and everything. What does it mean that I'm above that? Please.
Rav, all in all, our work is always to annul ourselves towards the Creator. The question is, upon what conditions we annul ourselves? And by that's the difference between Ibur Yenika and Mochin. If the annulment is passive, then that's Ibur. If it's a bit more active, but again, annulling towards the Upper One, I just need to overcome more in practice and so on, that's Yenika. If I need to make something of myself that my desires have to kind of resemble the Upper One, that's Mochin. But it's always annulment. I don't exist. It just depends on what degree. How can we depict those three degrees of Ibur, Yenika, and Mochin? Nehi Chagat Chabad. In our work, which is always faith above reason. Please.
How can we, by our annulment, to try to describe to ourselves how the Upper One enjoys us, is delighted by us performing this annulment? If it wasn't not just conception, but already Yenika, nursing, then we have some image from this world. You know, how much a woman loves her baby, feeding him, embracing him, nursing him. Right? But all of these things come later. For now, it's a more inner state. The way the upper one embraces me and contains me in every way as an embryo. So how can I, if I annul myself towards him, so that there's none else besides him and good, benevolent, and I do this only for his sake, then I want to try and feel how he relates to me, how much he loves me. I want to increase my sensitivity to the way the upper one relates to me. Please. That is
excerpt number 7 from Rabash. The matter concerning Yenika and Ibul. There are two forces in Ibul. One, a depicting force, where the depiction of the fetus is katnut. For in order to obtain katnut, there is an order, since katnut is preparation for gadlut. And without katnut in the degree, there is no gadlut. And as long as he is in katnut, he is still incomplete. And wherever there is a deficiency in Kedusha, there is a grip to the Sitra Achra, who might spoil the Ibul so it cannot be completed. By this, he is aborted, meaning that he is born before the state of Ibul had been completed. It is so because there are 25 Partsufim in the Ibul, meaning Neran Chai. And in each of them, there is also Neran Chai. Therefore, there must be a detaining force, meaning that even in Katnut, there should be wholeness there. He receives this through his mother, although the fetus in itself has no kelim, vessels, in which to receive gadlut in order to bestow. Still, by annulling before the mother, it can receive gadlut from the kelim of its mother. This is regarded as an embryo is its mother's thigh. It eats what its mother eats. That is, since it has no choice of its own, but rather eats what its mother eats. Meaning that what its mother knows is permitted to eat, it eats as well. It means that he has shifted the choice of what is good and what is bad for himself. Rather, it is all attributed to the mother. It is called the mother's thigh, since he himself does not merit a name. Again, there are two forces in the Ibul. One, a depicting force, or the depiction of the fetus, katnut. For in order to obtain katnut, there is an order, since katnut is a preparation for gadlut. And without katnut in the degree, there is no gadlut. And as long he is in katnut, he is still incomplete. And wherever there is a deficiency in Kedusha, there is a grip to the Sitra Acha, who might spoil the Ibul so it cannot be completed. But by this he is aborted, meaning that he is born before the state of Ibul has completed. It is so because there are 25 Patsufim in the Ibul, meaning Neran Chai. And in each of them, there is also Neran Chai. Therefore, there must be a detaining force, meaning that even in Katnut, there should be wholeness there. He receives this through his mother. And although the fetus in itself has no kelim in which to receive the gadlut in order to bestow, still by annulling before his mother, he can receive gadlut from the kelim of its mother. This is regarded as an embryo is its mother's thigh. It eats what its mother eats. That is, since it has no choice of its own, but rather eats what its mother eats, meaning that what his mother knows is permitted to eat, it eats as well. It means that he has shifted the choice of what is good and what is bad for himself. Rather, it is all attributed to the mother. This is called its mother's thigh, meaning that he himself does not merit a name.
Well, let us rise above the ibu to the yinika, the period of nursing, where we taste, where we receive good, nice things from the Creator, intelligent things, or we don't, perhaps to the contrary. It's all according to us. Anyone who passes a judgment is judging his own flaws. But can we truly receive these things, all of us, and seeing them all as the best, the very best things that come from love to us, even though the way we feel the whole world, we don't see that it is so. So how can we
מגינים על האמונה למעלה מהדת שלנו?
Defend our faith above reason, meaning that we live in a world that is entirely good. It's all just a womb, and even better than a womb, it's the governance of the upper Ima, the upper mother, who rules over everyone. We need to only, before we annulled ourselves to a small degree, now we have to annul ourselves to a greater degree, such that the entire world is the domain of the Creator, the mother Bina, and we accept it to be that way. Please, how do we describe it? How do we portray it to ourselves?
Get away.
Love. How do I increase my sensitivity such that in every state that may come, if I don't crown the Creator over every thought and desire, then instead of that, the other side rules, my ego, the sitra acha. How do I? How am I aware and concerned that the Creator will rule over every state, in every moment in my world? And if not, if otherwise, then it's my ego ruling. Please.
Description that Rav is giving.
Rav, the state of the embryo is very sensitive, very delicate, dangerous, because very easily he can fall from this state back to his own will to receive. So how do we, in the state where we are constantly trying to be adhered to the Creator, make sure we have the delaying force that closes the womb and doesn't allow us to fall? Please. How do we, throughout the months of the pregnancy, care to have the, or make sure we have the delaying force or the inhibiting force that makes sure we don't fall? So how to constantly rather add and love. The detaining force we build by always being concerned with the perfected form of the Creator between us. So, it's perfection. So how do we care for the perfected form of the Creator between us, which is the delaying force, which allows us to pass in a short, good, corrected way through the entire period of the pregnancy. Of the perfection of the Upper One. If the perfection of the Creator is not very clear, then the perfection of the Upper One, the wholeness of the Upper One, meaning that everything that he gives in wholeness, and how can we receive it in such a way, in wholeness, and then that protects us. Please. Make it happen.
Rav, how can we keep the happiness as a sign of our perfection, that we ascribe it all to the Creator, to the One that is upper to us? Otherwise, He is not the upper. Please. How do we remain in happiness that by this we raise the wholeness of the Creator?
Excerpt 8 from Rabash, Article 38. What is a cup of blessing must be full? That's an excerpt. Ibu, conception, means, as it is written, the level of Malchut, which is the most restricted possible. That is called Ibu. It comes from the words Evra, anger, and Dinin, or judgments in Aramaic. As it is written, and the Lord was impregnated in me for your sake. We should interpret the meaning of anger and judgments. When a person must go with this, with his eyes shut, above reason, the body resists this work. Hence, the fact that a person always has to overcome, this is called anger, wrath, and trouble. Since it is hard work to always overcome and annul before the Upper One, for the Upper One to do with him what the Upper One wants. And this is called Ibu, which is the most restricted katnut possible.
Rav, how can we depict the stages of Ibu? That the restrictions become more and more difficult, more powerful, more exalted, more inclusive. From day to day. Please.
This only the friends can help each other.
What is it that the difficulty Rav, what is it that the difficulty rises from day to day? That's what we call that the day renews the previous day. So what is this increasing difficulty on the stages of Ibu?
Actually, excerpt 9, Abash, from the article The Birth of the Moon. The word Ibu comes from the words anger and rage. That is, a person must overcome while the kingdom of heaven is as a dot for him. Meaning that the kingdom of heaven does not illuminate for him so that he will be in gladness, as it is written, serve the Lord with gladness. But it is rather in sadness for him. This is the meaning of Ibu. This is similar to an impregnation conception in corporeality, that the impregnation begins and then, if the proper conditions are met, an offspring will emerge. It follows that when one begins the work and sees how far he is from the Creator, and this pains him, this is regarded as being rewarded with katnut, meaning that he feels his own katnut, his own smallness. This is called a lack of a vessel. And to that extent, he can later obtain the light, called gadlut, greatness, according to the measure of the kli. Again, Ibu comes from the words anger, anger and rage. A person must overcome while the kingdom of heaven is as a dot for him. Meaning that the kingdom of heaven does not illuminate for him so that he will be in gladness. As it is written, serve the Lord with gladness. But it is rather in sadness for him. This is the meaning of ibu. This is similar to an impregnation in corporeality, that the impregnation begins, and then, if the proper conditions are met, an offspring will emerge. It follows that when one begins the work and sees how far he is from the Creator, and it pains him, this is regarded as being rewarded with katnut, meaning that he feels his own katnut. This is called a lack of a vessel. And to that extent, he can later obtain the light, called gadlut, according to the measure of the kli.
How can we establish our state in the time of Ibur in an endless joy, that only this way we can go through this period? How can we put ourselves in a state of endless joy, because only then we can go through the period of Ibul. I'm asking in practice, how do we do it? Please.
Yes.
Excerpt 10, Baal Sulam, Shamati 53, The Matter of Limitation. The matter of limitation is to limit the state one is in and not want gadlut, greatness. Instead, one wants to remain in one's present state forever. And this is called eternal dvikut, or eternal adhesion, regardless of the measure of gadlut that one has. Even if one has the smallest katnut, if it shines forever, it is considered as having been imparted eternal dvikut. Again, the matter of limitation is to limit the state one is in and to not want gadlut, greatness. Instead, one wants to remain in one's present state forever. And this is called eternal adhesion. Regardless of the measure of gadlut that one has, even if one has the smallest katnut, the smallest smallness, if it shines forever, it is regarded as having been imparted eternal dvikut, eternal adhesion.
How can I be happy in the lowest state and also eternal? Please. How can we depict it?
Exist in you.
Rav, all the months of pregnancy, we receive greater and greater burdening upon which we limit more and more our state and are more and more happy by it remaining in the state of restriction and for eternity. Such that, well, to what summary do we come to in the end of these 9 months? What summation do we come to? Please.
Keep us above these states.
Rav, if the fetus, the embryo, is what is constantly limiting itself, restricting itself, even though it will remain for eternity, and he has happiness from that, then how later does he grow? In what style? In what manner? In what process? When he's born, when he suckles, how does he grow? That's only so that we understand Ibur more. That's why I'm asking. Please.
Rav, what happens afterwards in the time of Yenika, the suckling? That on the one hand, the annulment continues, on the other hand, it grows.
Thank you.